Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Joining us now is Mike Kuckelman, chairman of the Kansas Republican Party. Mike, nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, of course. Well, you know, we're 50 days out. We've got Mark Lauder from the Trump campaign coming on here in the next hour. And I wanted to, kind of talk to you a little bit. I mentioned it in my monologue, but, you know, Kansas is last in unemployment in the recovery under the Kelly administration. You recently reminded folks that Kansans need to elect Republicans on November 3rd to take back control with a veto-proof majority in the House and Senate. You know, this is so important. We say this every election cycle, but, brother, I think this is the most quintessentially important election that we've faced in a long time. We've got to get our base out to vote, right?
That's absolutely right, John. We have to get all Republicans out to vote. We need the votes. We need to hold on to our supermajority in Topeka. We have to do that. You know, the primary showed us that what Republicans want is a pro-life Republican supermajority. We lost that Value Them Both amendment last time around, and, you know, there are five Republicans who voted against it, and all five of them are gone now. So I think that speaks volumes to, you know, as to what the Republicans who are going to the ballot box, speaks volumes what they want. We can't lose sight. We've got redistricting coming up. That's critically important. If we don't have a veto, you know, if we don't have a supermajority, we're going to have some problems there. So it's critical for people to get out and vote and to get out and work for these candidates. It is critical this time around, and you can't overstate it, John. And then, you know, these elections, they really do have consequences. We have Governor Kelly, and as you pointed out, we're 51st on unemployment right now. Our record does not look good in the state under her leadership in dealing with COVID. I mean, we're in the bottom five states COVID testing capacity. We're bottom five states in outbound migration in 2019. We're 51st on unemployment. These metrics, they tell us a lot about what happens when you don't take care of keeping that governor seat in Republican hands.
Oh, absolutely. And none of that, none of the things that you just mentioned, she can try, but none of them she can blame on Sam Brownback. You know, she loves to blame everything on Sam Brownback. She can try all she wants, but she owns all of those three.
Yeah, they you know, that's always their turn to. That's their catchphrase. And it's like, you're the governor now. You've already, you know, you've had long enough to try to turn some of these around. But none of these were issues that you know, under the Brownback administration. So it's crazy when they make comments like that. I mean, these are all – she owns all of these.
Right.
Owns every one of them. Her – you know, the problem is her solution to fixing our economy after the shutdown is to rely on more government. She wants federal handouts. She wants the federal government to come in and fix our problems in Kansas. And it's time for her to step up and actually lead and get these problems taken care of. We have to do it here in Kansas. We cannot just add more layers of government to try to fix our problems.
Well, you mentioned redistricting. A lot of folks probably don't understand the complexity of that. I remember what, you know, because I was considering the first time I thought about running for the Kansas House was the last time we went through redistricting. And for my listeners who may not know or may not remember what happened the last time, the legislature has only two jobs: pass a budget, and every 10 years they have to redistrict. And the last time this came around, they failed to do it. They couldn't come to an agreement and ended up going to the courts. And if we don't have a veto-proof majority, that could very well happen again, where the governor, you know, entrenches and wants Democrat boundaries and you know, some fuzzy districts that benefit Democrats. If we can't override her, it may fall in that situation again. And Lord knows we don't want the Kansas Supreme Court redistricting for us, because they're not going to be particularly friendly to Republicans either. So, again, it's yet another reason why we have to maintain that majority that can ensure that a traditional valued platform can be passed through the Kansas legislature.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the redistricting is a big issue. But you're right, John, that supermajority is essential. I mean, we saw last time around how important it was. We came up a few short, and we can't do it this time. So we need a supermajority with a little bit of a factor of a couple more, a couple additional ones, so that we have the comfort to know that you know, we can do something to control her. And look how difficult Laura Kelly is to control. I mean, you saw what happened with the State Finance Council.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that 30-day extension. I mean, she did not want to budge on an agreement not to close businesses down again. Why was that so difficult for her to come around? And thank goodness we have, you know, six solid Republicans that stood up to her and said, you will not get an extension without a written agreement that you will not close businesses again. And they held the line and secured that commitment from the governor. That was difficult to do.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have been. It really, what I hate is the way she goes around saying that she's not playing politics and trying to pretend that she's the one who's not political. We're talking with Mike Kuckelman, chairman of the Kansas Republican Party. I want to shift a little bit to the Senate race. We've only got a couple minutes left. You know, I love the narrative. It worked for Laura Kelly. It's not going to work for Barbara Beaulieu, about how Barbara Beaulieu is a moderate. I served with Barbara in the House, and then she moved over to the Senate. I was able to be in the chamber a lot when she was in the Senate. Mike, you know, Barbara, just some people understand, Barbara voted 97.42% of the time with the most liberal member of the Senate, Marcy Francisco of Lawrence. And so that this is not a moderate. Barbara Beaulieu is as radically liberal as you can get. And I think the key for us as Republicans is to make sure that we are articulating this. The fact that she is so radically left, and I think I'm starting to see that messaging coming from the Marshall campaign, from you guys at the state party. We have got to make sure that voters understand Laura Kelly bamboozled it, fool us once, but we're not going to let us fool us again.
Well, in her advertising, you know, she's trying to make it sound like that she is a moderate. And then, you know, they bring people who profess to be Republicans, but who have voted for her. They're not what we classify as Republicans in this state. And you know, John, I would encourage all your listeners on our website and on our Facebook page, you can go pull up the article that Senator Jim Denning wrote in this regard about why she's not a moderate, though she's trying to hold herself out. It's a very well-written article, a column, and I'd encourage everybody to pull that up and read it and share it widely on your social media, because Senator Denning really hit all the points and did a great job in laying it out, exactly what you just said, John, that she's not a moderate.
He did, and I don't praise Jim Denning often, but he did a good job on that. Mike, thank you for joining us. We're up against a hard break. It's Kansas.gop is the website, correct?
That's right. That's right. You can go there, get the article, and we the Dems want to take some seats from us, and they're flooding their Democratic candidates with money. So we could sure use some help at Kansas.gop. Every little bit helps, John.
Perfect, Mike. I appreciate you. Thank you, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, John.
After the top of the hour break, we're going to talk with Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins about last week's State Finance Council meeting. You'll be interested to hear what he has to say. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.